Nothing that's wrong with that.
Meanwhile, investigative research associates and the Center for UFO Studies will continue to seek the final answer and would welcome any new information which will be held in the strictest confidence. You have now heard the evidence. The witnesses have stated their cases. Now, the experts draw their conclusions. Stanton Friedman represents one point of view.
I'm convinced that the evidence is overwhelming that planet Earth is being visited by intelligently controlled vehicles from off the Earth. In other words, that some UFOs are somebody else's spacecraft. Let's face it, we've only had technology for a lousy 100 years. What if somebody got started just a tiny bit before we did on his technological kick? I mean, what the heck? We've increased our top speed for moving people around 1,000 times over what we could do just 100 years ago. We live in a system that's 5 billion years old, our solar system. So if a guy gets started just a tiny bit, what's that, 100 years? He could be 1,000 times faster than we are, using techniques about which we know nothing.
Many experts feel that there is too little evidence to warrant jumping to that conclusion. Dr. Hynek explains one alternative theory that we might be dealing with something from another dimension.
One of the most intriguing aspects of UFO sightings is their apparent isolation in space and time. Sightings are usually made in one place at a time and last for short periods, sometimes appearing out of nowhere and vanishing into nowhere. This is much more suggestive of a parallel reality than, let's say, visits from some faraway planet, in which case we might expect them to stick around for a while.
And there are those who say the phenomenon is a product of fertile imaginations. UFO researcher Dr. Jacques Vallée sees a great danger if governments and scientists continue to dismiss it in this manner.
I'm afraid of the credibility gap of science with respect to this phenomenon, because you have millions of people who, rightly or wrongly, believe they've seen UFOs. You're talking about thousands of people to whom the phenomenon has become personally important in their lives, and these people have nobody to talk to. They can't talk to the military, they can't talk to the police, they can't talk to scientists. Nobody will look at that kind of data. And I think that we as scientists have a responsibility to those people.
Computer science is being used to separate fact from fiction in dealing with UFO reports. Dr. David Saunders, with the help of the Center for UFO Studies, heads up Project UFOCAT, a computerized system which processes and analyzes the thousands of UFO sightings reported each year.
It turns out that certain areas produce more and certain areas produce fewer. You start to ask why, and you uncover the fact that the areas producing more than their share are better educated, which comes as a surprise to some people. And after that, you might uncover the fact that an area in which there is better visibility, seeing conditions, produces more than its share, which comes as a surprise if you don't think there's anything to it.
Once again, Dr. J. Allen Hynek.
The idea of other intelligences in space is not so radical or new. It's in both the ancient Eastern religions and the more modern faiths. The prophets in the Bible and many philosophers have been telling us for centuries that there are other planes of existence. So why do we find it so difficult to acknowledge that there might be other highly developed life forms or forms of consciousness that might surpass our own? In fact, it is now widely accepted that the universe may well be teeming with life.
The National Aeronautics and Space Administration has shown great reluctance to enter the arena of UFO investigating. And yet, ironically, NASA saw fit to include an unusual and significant recording aboard the Voyager 1 and 2 exploratory probes on their intergalactic missions to Jupiter, Saturn, and beyond. The introduction to the two-hour recording is by Kurt Waldheim.
As the Secretary General of the United Nations, an organization of 147 member states who represent almost all of the human inhabitants of the planet Earth, I send greetings on behalf of the people of our planet. We step out of our solar system into the universe seeking only peace and friendship, to teach if we are called upon, to be taught if we are fortunate. We know full well that our planet and all its inhabitants are but a small part of this immense universe that surrounds us, and it is with humility and hope that we take this step.